Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, God has perfect wisdom, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 49 and verse 7. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Concerning Edom, thus saith the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perish from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Unless we give God the glory, we're going to find ourselves in the same position as the Edomites. You see, my friend, God is the one who gives wisdom to people, and therefore God has the power to take back the wisdom that he has already given. It is very important that no person boasts because of the wisdom that they possess. Instead, each man should give honor and praise to God for giving them the wisdom that they possess. However, while this fact may exist, there are times when the enemies of God's people believe that their wisdom far exceeds the wisdom of God's people. There are times when the enemies of God's people believe that they can continue to oppress God's people because they have a competitive advantage. There are times when God's people feel really intimidated by their enemies because of the wisdom they possess. I'm not sure if any of us feel this way now, but the children of Israel felt that way when they were in the presence of the Edomites. But God sent a prophecy through Jeremiah to remind the Edomites and God's people that wisdom comes from God. Reflect for a few minutes on what the Lord said in Jeremiah chapter 49 verse 7. Concerning Edom, thus saith the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? There are times when human beings gloat at the knowledge that they possess, and some even go to the extent of feeling that they were the one who gave themselves knowledge. But today the Lord is reminding all of us that wisdom and knowledge comes from God. Is a gift that God gives to mankind. And none of us should ever boast about the knowledge that we possess. Instead, we should give God all the honor and glory for the granting us this gift. Do you remember how Solomon became wise? In 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29, the word of the Lord said, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceedingly much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. So where the Edomites were concerned, all God was doing is to take back what he had already given to them. The same way that Solomon requested wisdom from God and God granted it unto him, is the same way that when we request wisdom from God, he will grant it unto us. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, the Edomites' confidences should all fail them in the day of their distress. They trusted in their wisdom, but that shall stand them in no stead. This is the first thing fastened upon in the prophecy against the Edomites in verse 7. That nation used to be famous for wisdom, and their statesmen were thought to excel in politics. And yet now they shall take such wrong measures in all their counsels and be so baffed in all their designs that people shall say with wonder, what is the matter with the Edomites? Is wisdom no more in Teman? Have the wise men of the East country become fools? Are those at their wits' end that were taught to have monopoly of prudence? Has counsel perished from the understanding men? It is so when God is designed to ruin the ruin of people, for whom he will destroy, he infatuates. Has their wisdom vanished? Is it tired? Yes, it will do them no service when God comes forth to contend with them. End of quote. Today, God is reminding us that he has ultimate power over everything that exists on this earth. Therefore, our enemies need to be reminded that God can take care of his children. And for those who boast about the wisdom that they possess, the Lord reminds every single one of them that he has power to remove the wisdom from them. I pray that none of us will ever feel and behave in the same way as the Edomites. I pray that we will instead humble ourselves before the Lord and give him all the glory, because he is the source of all wisdom. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us that you are the source of all wisdom. We take nothing for granted that we, because you have given us any knowledge, that we are better than others. Like the Edomites, you can remove it. Help us, Lord, to put our trust in you and never in ourselves, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.